This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Today, John Dixon continues his interview with broadcaster Lee Hatcher, exploring the big questions around suffering.
In fact, Don Carson, in his book How Long, O Lord, was a golden book for all of these kind of issues. He says, anyone who's suffered a devastating grief or dehumanising pain has at some point been comforted by near relatives of Job's miserable comforters. They come with their clichés and tired, pious mouthings. They engender guilt when they should be administering balm. They utter solemn trust when compassion is needed. And they exhibit strength and exhort to encourage where they'd be more comforting if they simply wept. And just sit with the moment.
This perspective's good for whether we're healthy or sick, right? It's a benefit. Right.
Yes, indeed. And it was interesting after I turned the corner in my health and got back on with a busy life again. I went back into a chronic illness support group called Hesed, which is the Hebrew word for God's loving kindness. And it was a precious, precious group for me during that illness. And a year after I recovered, and from the perspective of health and purpose and activity and all the rest of it, it was a really arresting kind of moment for me to sit quietly with them and listen to them speak about, you know, sometimes a terminal illness that they were going through. And I thought, you know, these people are far more in touch with reality and the reality of, yes, a frail and fleeting world with trust in God than I am already in the busyness of my life as I've kind of jumped back on the treadmill.
That doesn't make the suffering a good thing in and of itself, though, does it?
Oh, no, no. There's no denying the tough stuff. And it's one of the... it's hard to talk of the benefit, but there are benefits in the midst of that kind of perspective. It doesn't make it a good thing. The other thing I'd say is that for those who are able to be alongside the sufferer as well, there's great benefit for them in the midst of their busy life to just get, a more real perspective. Carson says, prolonged suffering from chronic illness is certainly not a good thing, yet, rightly accepted, it can breed patience, teach discipline of prayer, generate compassion for others who suffer, engender some reflection and self-knowledge that knocks out cockiness and the arrogance of the condescending impatience. And he says, I cannot tell you how many times I've visited some senior saint who's going through serious suffering, perhaps terminal illness, only to come away feeling that it was I who benefited from exposure to a believer who is already living in the felt presence of God. How gold is that?
Indeed. I'm talking with Lee Hatcher. This is John Dixon. Lee has experienced through his life both great joys, great highs, but also great suffering personally, but also as a broadcaster, you see doom and destruction every day, Lee.
True.
Can we turn to the, well, what is probably the most asked question there is? Why is there suffering in the world? Because this is a huge question for people who have sometimes gone through, you know, decades of pain and suffering.
Yeah. It's an answer that I think we in the Christian community need to answer carefully and sensitively, because it's just not good enough, especially in this age, to say, oh, well, we live in a fallen, sinful world, which is true. But if you're dealing apologetically or pastorally alongside someone, to, again, often listen much more than you would speak answering this kind of issue. And depending on, I think you need to answer it actually and deal with it almost universally in the context of a long-lasting and deep and truly loving personal relationship. Because this is not the arena for simple pat answers or not nice, cute little stitched-up theological filing systems where we just blurt out our answers.
That said, do you feel there are some things we can say as answers when asked this question?
Yeah, I think you can. I think to recognise that tough stuff does happen. I think the person needs to know this person is actually on my side. They haven't got an agenda. They're not trying to blame me for it, which is an easy thing to do. They're not trying to rush me out of it because I'm stuck in this. And do you think I don't want to be out of this? But I think there can be, in the midst of suffering, much to learn of life, because it is frail and fleeting, much to learn of ourselves and much to learn of God. If we've got the sensitivity and the time and the, I think sometimes the gift of faith to realise what's going on.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.